Let's talk NWFL footy with Kim Miles. Hello, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Darren.
How you going? You all right?
Yeah, really good, buddy. Thanks.
Round 10 of NWFL tomorrow, so the forecast should be okay. We're not expecting showers till tomorrow night. So this is the men's. So it's final round, isn't it?
Yes, the final round of the NWFL season.
Yep, before we get to finals. Okay, so let's start with East Devonport against La Trobe at Girdleston Park.
Yeah, and the cellar dwellers, La Trobe and East Devonport, will be eager to finish their respective season on a high in this particular clash at Girdleston Park. The Swans have made three changes at selection, returning Stuart Carter, Josh Newson and Emma Davison to replace Rhys Laycock, Nick McElwee and Kurt Hansen. La Trobe have kept changes to a minimum for coach Troy Davies' last game at the helm of the Demons, returning Ethan Carter and Dylan Moore at the expense of Sam Hill and Duncan Gray. Now, the Demons, Darren, will be all out to win this game for coach Davies and will be a definite chance if they can quell Swans forwards in Nick Milburn, Sam Greaves and coach Josh Holland. East Devonport, disappointing in their clash with Penguin last week, and I'm tipping La Trobe to rise to the occasion and register their first win of the year.
All right, that's at Girdleston tomorrow. So Ulverston at home against Devonport?
Yeah, look, and Ulverston have missed out on playing finals for many years. They have a chance to derail the fourth place Devonport in their clash at Ulverston. The Robins were valiant in their match last week against Wynyard and held a 21-point lead at half-time before going down by 25 points. Into the Robins lineup come Justin Clark, Jack Dilger and Stuart Beswick, who replace Dominic Hay, Sam Brett and Jake Brakey. Devonport have lost key forward Aaron McNabb and Logan Bissett through injury and East Jaden Wicks and Cooper Stewart back to the reserves. Into the Magpie lineup come Brad Simons and Keegan Lowe after injury, along with Jack Rand and youngster Alex Cousins-Hampton, who will make his senior debut. If Reece Mott can fire a game this week, along with the fellow midfielders Trav Davies, Tyler Everett and Jack Dilger, they may create enough opportunities for Jonas Slater, Brandon Howard and Clay Sculthorpe up forward to get the Robins home. However, Devonport were excellent last week against the Burnie Dockers, with their back six, led by Ben Blacklow, in great touch. Magpies coach Kurt Byard will be keen to see his team finish the roster season, you would think, Darren, on a high, and I'm selecting Devonport to get home in another hard-fought contest.
All right, so that one's on at Ulverston. And let's go up to Wynyard, the Cats hosting the Dockers tomorrow.
And won't this be a beauty, Darren? Second place Wynyard have strengthened their lineup even further, recalling defender Jamison Foreman and big forward Ben Richmond, with that pair replacing the injured Brad Shard, while Jamar Jackson will line up in the reserves. Reigning Premiers Burnie have regained tall defender John Holland, who replaces Brodie Hayes in their only change from last week. The respective matches, or midfield matches, will be worth the price of admission alone, with Wynyard Zane Murphy, Sam Cowdfill, Callum Kabicki, and the Sharman brothers, Bo and Billy, going head-to-head with Bailey Bogue, Cade Munday, Dylan Smith, and Maverick Weller. Both teams were tested at times last week by a spirited opposition, and this contest may well be a prelude to the grand final. The Cats will be a real chance if recruit centre-half forward Jeremiah Jones can get on top of an informed Isaac Plant, but if he can't, the returning Ben Richmond looms as a great option. The home ground advantage will stand Wynyard in good stead, but Darren, I'm leaning towards Burnie to finish the roster season undefeated, albeit by a slender margin.
All right, so seniors on at 2:15, reserves and 18s before that. So those senior, well, those games tomorrow at East Dev, Ulverston and Wynyard. Now on to Sunday, women's grand final day. So the women's grand final, that'll be at Penguin, right?
Yes, Dole Park Penguin, starting at 3:15 p.m. Darren.
Okay, so we've got La Trobe against Wynyard.
We have. And Wynyard will be chasing their first ever premiership when they clash with La Trobe at the Dial on Sunday. The Lady Cats have defeated the Demons in their two roster matches this season by 5 and 21 points and had a great 28-point win over Ulverston last week. Wynyard, under the coaching of Richard Douglas and captained by Sandy Loring, will start slight favourites particularly now with the addition of Emma Humphreys, you'd think, Darren. Latrobe defeated reigning premiers Devonport in their semi-final and will again be looking for the likes of co-captain Summer Jeffrey, Stephanie Shaw and Tegan Sharma to lead the way. Now, this will be a toss-of-the-coin encounter, but I'm leaning ever so slightly to Wynyard to capture their first-ever premiership, Darren.
All right, so 3.15 at Dial at Penguin on Sunday afternoon. Take your wet weather gear for Sunday, I'm just saying. It'll be raining. Now, before that, though, the Youth Girls Grand Final, that's at 1.30, also at Dial. So that's the lead-up game, and that's Ulverston against Wynyard. So good luck to the girls playing in that. Junior Boys Grand Final Day Sunday, again, a wet one. So I'll just run through those games. Under-12s, so the games are spread out across the coast. So under-12s at 9.50 at Devonport, and that is Wynyard against Burnie. Under-14s, 11.30 at Devonport, Ulverston against Burnie. And under-16s at 4pm at Ulverston, and that's Burnie against Devonport. So none of those teams have home ground advantage. So there you go. So it's Junior Boys Grand Final Day on Sunday. Righto, mate.
Would make for interesting football.
Huge weekend of footy coming up. So tonight, AFL, Saints GWS, very important game for the Saints. They're in seventh. They need to win tonight to stay in the eight.
Yeah, 100% correct there, Darren. St Kilda have recalled defender Jake Carlisle and former Sydney midfielder Dan Hannabury in an attempt to end the GWS finals campaign. The Giants have returned Stephen Codniglio and Jake Riccardi, who replaced the out-of-form Adam Kennedy and Harry Himmelberg. Now, this is a great opportunity, Darren, for St Kilda to keep their finals dreams alive, and I think they'll sneak home by a couple of goals, ending the Giants' run of playing in four consecutive final series. So, Saint is for me on that one.
Agreed, totally. Love your work, mate. Enjoy your footy on the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Darren. We'll catch you then, mate.
All right, Kim Miles talking NWFL.